Yep. Good evening. We're through 8 days of the 90-day session, so we're early. We're kind of a little bit in a, for the next couple of days, a wait-and-see attitude. What I provided for you in your packet, there's been about 430 bills that have been introduced at this point. What's in your packet is a list of bills that could affect Miller Public Schools or impact us in some way or another. You'll see in that is LB 343. Senator Klauske did introduce our Tier 2 funding concept. Once that gets assigned a hearing date, we will work with those groups that have offered their support and work with them to go down and testify. Some key dates: tomorrow is the first day of hearings. The Education Committee will hold 5 hearings tomorrow. One of the interesting, and I found really one of the unknowns in the session so far, is the makeup of the Education Committee. There's 5 new senators. So 5 new senators out of 8 will make up the Education Committee. I had an opportunity last Thursday morning to meet with 4 of the 5 new ones at a breakfast in Lincoln. You know, at this point, all of them seem very excited to be on the committee. They're optimistic about their ability to work together. In general, I was a little bit nervous when the turnover took place on the Education Committee, but I think in general the feeling in Lincoln is one of optimism with the new makeup of the Education Committee. So I look forward tomorrow to seeing them work together, see how they interact with each other at those 5 hearings. So the last day they introduce bills, as noted earlier, is on Wednesday. We expect twice as many bills that were introduced in the first 8 days, or at least that number will double to maybe 800 by the end of the day on Wednesday. Another key date this week that everybody is sitting back and waiting for is Governor Ricketts' State of the State address on Thursday. Certainly expect to hear big key items: prison reform, property tax relief, health and human services, and education. So I think the wheels will start turning a little bit more after his address on Thursday and after all the bills are dropped on Wednesday. February 23rd is a big date, because you'll see these 600, 700, 800 bills that have been introduced. On February 23rd, senators can begin to designate their priority bills, and committees will also determine what their priority bills are. If you look at it, or we'll have a GNSA meeting this Wednesday, much like Mike talked about, we will take the first half of these bills that may affect the large equalized schools and begin discussing them to make sure we're all fully aware of how they might affect the equalized schools, the larger school districts in the state. And then we'll come back next week and take those that have been introduced on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. As you can see, we talked earlier, there have been 3 bills introduced that would affect the learning community. LB 96, Senator Smith's bill, would eliminate the common levy, period. That's it. LB 392, Senator Crawford from Bellevue's bill, would also eliminate the common levy. It would take the core service dollars back, but it also addresses the boundary disputes in Sarpy County. She's representing her constituents and will look out for their needs there. And then LB 421, Senator Kittner's bill, is to eliminate the learning community completely.
Hey, one, Dylan,
yep.
When we downloaded our packet, we only have the first sheet. Our bills only go to 227 in our packet.
Maybe didn't get the updated piece of it this morning.
Pat and I don't have it. We must have uploaded it
earlier. I only have the first page.
Right.
I don't see our bill.
I just downloaded it again this evening. You could redo it right now and you'd probably get it.
Nolan?
Yes.
This morning we're talking about a couple of bills at this one group I was with, and one is LB 29. This is Bo McCoy's change provisions relating to school health inspections. Have you looked at that at all?
Yeah, it would eliminate the BMI measurement from health inspections. Yes.
On that one, and also LB 99, eliminate